We are joined today by the Peacock Foundation, and they bring at-risk kids together with animals for therapy. So it's animal-assisted intervention. They've got a really cool thing coming up at the back lot, New York lot, at
CBS Center Studios in Studio City.
And so we are joined today by board-certified behavioral scientist and licensed psychotherapist, Bill Benson. He's the board chair of the Peacock Foundation.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, which was founded by Lisa Peacock.
Lisa, that's the name, Lisa Peacock, yes.
You're really involved in a couple of different things, and you've been on different shows on Good Day LA. You've been on NBC because you specialize in
animal-assisted therapy.
And on the show Doc Talk.
Yeah. We did a talk show back in the 90s, and we interviewed people about psychological issues in the community. And that was a lot of fun. We did 250 episodes.
So you have a lot of experience in this area, working with intervention with kids. And tell us about your role with the Peacock Foundation and about the Peacock
Well,
Foundation.
I got involved, first of all, when I went to school and got my degree and then ended up being a licensed psychotherapist. Animals are something that have always spoken to me. So even as a kid back in the Midwest, I sought refuge with the kindness and in-the-momentness of animals. Growing up, it can be challenging for everyone. And I found a lot of comfort in the dogs that I had and the hamsters and you know, all the different animals I collected as I was growing up. So when I went to school, I was really fascinated and specialized in animal-assisted therapy. Mm-hmm. And dogs particularly, I feel, are wonderful therapeutic tools because they don't overthink things and they live right in the moment.
They're focused on what's in front of them and focused on us. And you have Oliver still? Or
yes,
do you have
Oliver
as your dog?
Yes,
yeah.
Oliver. And Oliver was a rescue. And one of the things that we like to do at the Peacock Foundation is use rescued animals because oftentimes we're in scenarios where the kids are in homeless shelters and are homeless themselves or in foster home programs. So what we're trying to do is we're different than the individuals that go and visit hospitals and bring their dog and the patients pet the dog and get some relief. And that's really wonderful, great stuff. But we're all therapists. So what we do is we use the animal to deepen the conversation. So in that scenario, for example, if I were to take Oliver into a homeless shelter and I would just casually mention that Oliver was homeless at one point in his life and then let the kids start opening up about their experience of being homeless and their fears and their anxieties about that. So animals are really wonderful tools and we use them in a way so to open up the conversation.
And so how do you get to the kids or do the kids find you? How do you find the kids that you want to work with or vice versa?
Well, actually, we are available and we consider everyone that that would like to come in. We're a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. It's an 8-week program we do. We do animal assisted therapy with a group of kids, that usually 8 to 10 kids. And the age ranges are from 7 to 17. But it's a no-cost program to everyone involved. Everyone at the Peacock Foundation is a volunteer. Nobody makes money doing this. And it's kind of a give back to the community. So we are open to the community and open to having people contact us for our services. So we've been kind of word of mouth more than anything else over the last 15 years we've been doing this.
You work with at-risk kids. You work with kids who have been in the foster system?
Yes, yes, and group foster homes. And then also we have a couple of facilities that house families that are homeless. So we deal with the kids from the families that are homeless and the homeless shelters, and then also domestic violence shelters. So kids that have been subjected to trauma in the house and witnessed that. So we work through a lot of different issues, including fear and anger and guilt. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes children feel guilty that their parents don't get along.
Yes.
And again, there's nothing like a dog to bring you into the present tense and to use that dog to show that something can care for you. Because the animals respond to their pets and their pets. And it's just a really great scenario. And so animals are such a great tool to help kids understand.
Yes. So many benefits in bringing the two together. And then you find the kids through public service agencies, community organizations. You get partnered with them. And then they find you usually. And then you work with them and reach the kids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Charter schools, things like that. We work mostly with at-risk youth. We also have after-school programs in some of the charter school locations as well.
And how does it work with the animals that you decide to use in this therapy?
Well, we use an array of animals. Most recently, we've been using dogs because dogs are more accessible than lizards and monkeys.
Mm-hmm. More cooperative,
but we have
too.
Used lizards and monkeys as well.
Okay.
Anytime you bring an animal into a scenario where there's kids, they are fascinated. And we use the animal as a point of focus. And so we teach, for example, communication and cooperation skills. Mm-hmm. In order for them to take turns with the animal, they got to learn to cooperate. And so we begin setting boundaries with kids to teach them how to cooperate with each other, how to share an animal, how to take turns petting the animal, and then also use the animal to deepen the conversation, like I said before.
Right. They learn compassion.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what kind of impact do you see? What's the impact been? Examples of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. To date, we've impacted, to use your word, over 5,000 kids in the LA area. Our whole mission is to teach kids coping skills and also socialization skills so that they can grow up and be contributing members to society.
And it shapes their lives, turns them around in many cases, I would imagine.
Gives them hope. Mm-hmm. You know, when you care for an animal, it's something that teaches responsibility, but it also throws the story off of you and onto them. So a lot of stress and anxiety is created by the stories in our head. But if we're busy nurturing something outside of ourselves, well, we're not in our mind, we're in our life. And that's a great way to write any problems that we're having, because we get out of the subjective storytelling we tell ourselves about ourselves, and we realize, hey, I'm making a difference with this animal.
So all that extra noise in your head that you don't need goes away.
Exactly.
You know, you're focusing on your animal or on the animal that's with you. And that works in everyday life too then, right? I mean, you go home from work, you can leave that behind you.
Absolutely.
When you have...
Animals are great because they don't overthink things. They stay right in the moment. We're the way our mind works, and basically our mind is a computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who we really are is the electricity that runs the computer. We're not the computer. We're not the 3.5 pound organ in our head. That's a tool that we use, right? But the tool sometimes likes to use us. So the brain likes to think it's running the show. And that's when we get into trouble, because a brain is a problem-solving mechanism. So it's going to come up with problems to solve, even when there's no problems there.
I never thought about it that way.
Uh-huh.
See, I just learned something.
Right.
That was like a eureka moment for me.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad to share that.
That does make sense, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing about computers and brains is they function on data. They crunch data. So where do we get our data? Well, there's not a whole lot of data going on right here and now, so the brain doesn't necessarily like that. So it would much rather recollect back to a time, and that's called memory, and that's often subjective, to a time when this and this and this, or the future where, you know, some imaginary kind of scenario, and then the brain can gnaw on that for a while. But the problem with that is when we think to the past, it's usually I should have, and that creates depression. Or if we think to the future with what if, what does that create?
We got to simplify our outlook on life. I go home and my cat is just, it's all about where are the tuna snacks and the next comfy place to lay, and I'm glad you're home. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about the 405 still.
That's
whatever.
Right. That's right. Or worrying about the future or tomorrow or the next meeting or a dog. You know, a dog doesn't wake up thinking, I wonder if somebody's going to knock on the door today.
Right.
You know, if someone knocks on the door, then they bark, but they're not worried about the possibility of.
They're just
living in the moment and responding appropriately to their point of view.
Yeah.
And that's what we're after with the kids. And that's why animals are so helpful in the process. So I think it's the perfect convergence of all things. We help rescue animals, and then we use them therapeutically to help rescue kids. So it's a win-win all the way around.
It is. And you're going to be part of the event coming up.
Yes.
Spread the news.
We are
event.
Very, yes. And that's why I'm here. I want to spread the news, because it's not about me. It's about the message. On September 24th, which is a Saturday, late afternoon into early evening, from 4:30 to 7:30 on the back lot of CBS Center Studios, which is in Studio City, we're invading the New York Street set, which is currently the home to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's been the past home to Seinfeld and an array of different productions over the years. The studio was built in 1928. And it's a really cool opportunity, because the studio is not open to the public normally. Mm-hmm. So they don't have tours. It's a really great way to see the back lot of, and then also help in our endeavors, which is to bring therapy to kids using animals. So it's a wine and cheese and spirits and beer and small bites event. So it's a tasting event. It's all the food you want. And then we're also having three different live bands play. And then we're going to have the actual assistive animals there. So
yes.
We're going to have the dogs, and we're going to be doing demonstrations of how we work with the children, but we're going to use the patrons as the children, so they're going to play a role there. And it's a really nice event. It's a nice late summer, late afternoon, California, cool cocktail party kind of event. and it's only $100.
Wow, that is amazing, because just to get to that back lot, like you said, that's not just open to the public.
That's so right.
Actually, to go and be there, I mean, Seinfeld would be on my mind looking around, but what an experience.
Well, and it's due to our the kindness of many people, yeah, including CBS, who donates that property to us. So we couldn't charge, you know, $100, mm-hmm, if we were paying for everything. Fortunately, people understand what we're doing and really are behind us and helping us.
Kudos to CBS, yes, for stepping up and making this so great.
Absolutely.
And you have it all that night. You've got the food, the wine, the background.
The music.
And then you get to see in action what happens. You'll see the animal assisted therapy and,
yes,
maybe jump in and role play and be part of it.
Oh, and I forgot about the silent auction. We have so much great stuff and people get such bargains simply from bidding on the silent auction items. Mm-hmm. So it is a wonderful event, and it's a small event. It's only 100 people. The sales are limited to 100 VIPs. And so, you know, by all means, if you want to come and join us and support what we're doing and have fun doing it, come join us on the 24th. But, you know, hop on our website, which is peacockfoundation.org. So www.peacockfoundation.org. And there'll be a link for tickets.
Oh, perfect. Does it sell out? Because this is the 12th annual?
Yes, mm-hmm, it is, actually. We've been in existence 15 years, but we started working with CBS about 12 years ago.
So you don't want to wait till the last minute.
No,
no. You want to get the
tickets.
Yeah,
if you can
now
make plans and get on it early, that would be really terrific, because it does sell out.
Yes, I can imagine it does. And why? And so it's the 12th annual Spread the News Gala for the Peacock Foundation. Just incredible things going on there. With the animals, with the kids, with the therapy.
Sometimes we overlook the obvious, and animals supply so much love and comfort and support to us. So be kind to your animals. You know, I like to use animals as furry life coaches with my clients. Next time you're petting your cat or your dog, realize who's in charge, actually, and that these animals can be used as furry life coaches to keep us centered, mm-hmm, and in the moment and happy.
That's my furry life coach at home. And who rescued who? You know,
that's correct.
I have a rescue. And so I love that. Thank you for putting it that way. Furry life coaches. And looking forward to this coming up. It's the Peacock Foundation. And so you can donate, you can help around the year. And then also Spread the News Gala is coming up, and celebrities are invited. You know, you can help too. Contact Bill.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Peacockfoundation.org.
We have a town full of stars who love their pets, uh-huh, and kids and,
yeah,
want to help.
Come on down.
Yeah.
Please help with the visibility, because it's all about contributing, isn't it? When at the end of the day, it's about how we give back.
It is. It's,
yes,
how we give back, how we help the kids. They're our future, and animals, and spread that love around.